Time for our Tuesday morning check-in with the Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy & Sylvester, Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul. Have the latest numbers on the economy changed your mind about a possible rate hike at the Fed's meeting in a month?
Not yet. I mean, when you take a look at what the data said, or the economic numbers, inflation was a little bit lower than expected, and the retail sales were a little bit poorer. Some of that was due to the timing of Amazon Prime Days. It was a little bit earlier, but when you look at a year-over-year number, retail sales are still running at about a 3.25% clip, which has been what it's been pretty steady around those levels for the last couple of years. Inflation's a different story. If you believe what Kevin Warsh is talking about, Fed Chair, he's looking at some of the Cleveland Fed data, and what they do is they take away the 16% of all the data sets that are in the CPI numbers, so 16% that are very high and the 16% very low, and you're looking at the 64% that's in the middle. That number was actually relatively high and running at about a 2.5 to 3% rate. And up substantially from where it was in July. So the headline number looked good, but some of the underlying numbers not so much. And that's why I think the reading of the Fed minutes that are due out tomorrow are going to be very interesting to look at.
It was a pretty good earnings season, wasn't it?
Oh, it's fabulous earnings season. Earnings numbers were up about 20 to 25% versus the prior quarter, up almost 50% versus a year ago. A lot of that is due to technology and the very large weight in the indexes with technology. But even looking across various industry groups, for the most part, earnings were very good. And that's been what has been supporting stock prices. So when people say, you know, gosh, you know, all the issues that are going on in the world and everything that's happening, why are stocks up? And the fact of the matter is earnings are up. So earnings are doing well. The stocks are doing well.
You financial gurus, I know, will be paying pretty close attention to the meeting minutes from the Fed's last get-together, right?
Yeah, and, you know, as we mentioned, it's, you know, we had three people that dissented at the last meeting, and they were looking for maybe higher interest rates. Warsh has been very, you know, has been playing poker with the markets. He really hasn't said too much. So certainly reading some of his comments may be helpful. But it's going to give us a little bit of insight as to what their concerns are. There's been very little guidance, and that's been by design. So reading those minutes is going to be interesting to see, again, what they're focused on, what are their worries, concerns. And maybe that gives us a little bit of a heads up as to if certain economic numbers change or do something different, then what might the Fed do in those situations? But for the most part, investors are left to their own devices. We're going to get very little direction from the Fed and handholding as we go through the economic numbers.
Talk a little bit, Paul, about what you wrote about in your weekly newsletter, the debate on Wall Street about earnings and valuations.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting because, you know, as I said, earnings numbers were very good. The market is higher. And so when you take a look at the market's valuation, it's generally been stable. The market is up on a year-over-year basis, or at least this year, it's up 10, 12% or so. Earnings have been up about as much. So the overall PE, what you're paying for a dollar's worth of earnings, hasn't changed too much over the last couple years. So even though the markets have done very well, earnings have done just as well, so that the valuation of the market really hasn't changed, even though the markets over the last couple of years are up substantially. So if you look at it from a historical basis, 20 to 25 times earnings, which is where the market is today, is expensive. When you look at it through the lens of maybe the last 5 to 7 years, it's not all that expensive. But, you know, many argue that, you know, when looking at the historical data, you know, you could say things are different today because of the very heavy tech weight that we have in the market. That is the reason why we're seeing the great earnings numbers. And you look at the industrial stocks, not as much. Contribution to earnings and valuations there are very, very inexpensive.
There was a survey in the news recently, and it said 20% of U.S. adults are interested in obtaining financial advice from AI. I imagine you might have a warning or two about that, huh?
They're a little misguided because they're not talking to me. But, yeah, beyond that, those that are using AI, I mean, there's some good uses to AI. It allows you to, again, query World Wide Web and see, you know, how should I be investing my portfolio. It's pretty good for screening some stocks maybe and doing a little bit of a portfolio analysis or maybe doing some research. But like what you see with other industry groups, we've talked about it with lawyers where they're writing case law that doesn't exist. Same thing is true on the financial side. You know, outputs are expensive, fabricating some facts. What it does do, though, is it tells you, you know, the basic tenets of investing: stay invested, diversify, rebalance on a regular basis. What's missing from that is the emotional side, and that's where talking to an advisor helps. When the markets fall apart, are you going to go to AI and say, you know, what should I be doing here, and be comfortable with an answer as opposed to talking to a person that'll help talk you off the ledge?
Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor, Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest. You're not a bot, right?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Keep us posted. Thank you. It's,